All right, podcast listeners, this is the Siesta Key Reaction Podcast.
Ace Podcast.
This is the Coming Clean Podcast. With Stan and Marty.
Alright, good people, welcome to paradise. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, what should be your retrospective podcast, but we're changing it up for your listening pleasure. We're back, two shows this week, and this time we are talking about the MTV's brand new show, Siesta Key. Right now, it's late at night, but coming to you live from St. Paul, Minnesota, I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty, and with me, from hipster Brooklyn, the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read. It's Sam.
Hey, welcome. I'm ready to get introspective rather than retrospective.
Yes, we hit all the categories of the spectives. So, I mean, we don't have a script this time for this one. We're just going freestyle on this. We had a big premiere. We've been hyping this for the better part of 3 months now since we found out that this show was even happening, but it's here. Siesta Key on your screens. What do you think? First impressions.
I want to give it a 5 out of 5 Red Bull Vodkas.
Whoa. Really?
Which could be taken as a good sign or a bad sign.
Either way, it's super amped.
And I'm coming down off of what I just watched for the past hour. Because at first it kind of seemed like it was simple setup. We've seen the whole concept of two girls going after one guy before. But they're kind of taking a spin on our past, what we've talked about in the past of Laguna Beach and the Hills, where they've taken the good girls' side. Mm-hmm. And now we're kind of starting off with possibly the potential villain, more or less, of the show, out of the two female leads that we have seen.
All right, so yeah, I mean, it was bright, it was sunny, it was picture perfect, as Siesta Key is. And yeah, we're introduced to I want to say our core three characters initially, starting off with who I'm guessing is the leading man, Alex.
Yep, he has the house, he has all the money, he's the party boy of the location. He's our Stephen Coletti.
Yes, and obviously with him is Juliet, who is his, I believe, current girlfriend, or I guess they're dating based on the subtitles. I can't tell.
Yeah, they never change her subtitle throughout the whole show, so she is currently dating Alex.
Yes, and then we also have Madison with two S's, who is the girl next door / ex-girlfriend of Alex.
Yep, come back home from college, just graduated, and trying to start her life.
Yeah, so, all right, let's talk about their dynamic real quick. We were live tweeting this, and apologies to the people following us on Twitter. We bombarded them with probably at least 100 tweets, but, you know, that's going to be a Monday tradition while this show happens. I mean, we talk about old shows, so this is an opportunity for us to actually be in 2017. But I did mention, or I did express my frustration over the way this was set up, because it did seem like they were pitting Juliet against Madison over Alex, when neither of them really did anything wrong, as far as I could tell, because Madison, I don't know if Alex ever told Madison that he was already seeing Juliet, but Juliet was upset at Madison for hooking up with Alex, and I guess Madison is upset at something too, but they're upset at everything and everyone except for Alex, which I think is problematic.
Yeah, it's standard simple drama that MTV is creating. My issue is that has Madison and Juliet never met, or they seem like they know of each other, but right. They've only met a couple times.
Yeah, they're different grades, least, right?
Yeah, or I see. I didn't even understand that. I was thinking that Alex met Juliet maybe around college time, and then Madison was back from high school.
Oh, I thought. Oh, so
it was a high school fling, and then right. Maybe Juliet snuck in there when Madison went away
for college, right?
Yeah.
So this is us like thinking out loud here. So bear with us as we go through these weeks of Siesta Key. So, yeah, I do think that I think Alex and Juliet are the same age and maybe slightly younger than Madison, if I'm not mistaken. Madison was a year ahead because she went away, or did Alex go away?
Well, I think Madison's 22, so I think they're all the same age.
Okay.
But I'm assuming Alex didn't go away for college, and Madison went to Texas.
Right. Okay. That clears things up. So apologies for the last minute and a half of us being confused.
Which we still might be. We have no way of knowing.
Yes. So, all right. They're setting up this potential drama. And what was interesting was, I think, and I apologize that we're going to compare this to our experience with Laguna Beach or The Hills, but we just can't help it. This is the podcast all about that. But I think what was different here and what I respected a little bit from Juliet was her really marking her territory. She defined the relationship, not just to Alex, but also to Madison. It's like, yo, stay in your lane.
Yeah. We've been harping that in our other podcasts, for probably 6 months now, that define the relationship and mm-hmm. Juliet and on our other podcasts and episodes, we always respect people going out and getting what they want.
Right.
Maybe it was different back in high school. We're like, okay, that's a little too aggressive, but now we're all for the aggression. Set, if you're into it, set it up, make sure people define what their roles are. And it seemed like Juliet tried doing that, but she also kept it pretty broad and pretty open. So I think that's leaving a door open for Alex to do what Alex does and probably get back with Madison or any other girl that walks around.
Yeah, that also confused me because she said, what by she, pronouns pal, Juliet, when she talked to Madison, she said that her and Alex went out on a date. If I picked that up correctly, did she say they just went out on a date, or that they were like officially dating and exclusive?
She just said they went on a date, so they considered, I guess, that is just dating,
right?
So they're not exclusive, but it seems like they can kind of do their own thing, but they'll end up together if they're at like a party,
right? But yeah, so interesting little conundrum brewing here, and we'll find out more next week, I'm sure. Before we get to their party, let's talk about the other characters here. Let's start with the other couple, Kelsey and Garrett. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Here.
A very good looking couple.
Fuego.
I think they only walk in slow motion because the two times we've seen them enter the episode was one was the at the beach where Garrett's walking in slow motion, mm-hmm. and then when they entered the party, they also walked in slow motion.
Yeah, there are plenty of Garrett rising from the water's shots.
Yeah,
all I could say was
toasty.
I mean, he's probably cleaning clothes with those washboard abs.
no comment, but yeah, so they, I think on any other TV show, what I appreciated about this show, at least for this one episode, the way they portrayed them was, I think we were all expecting them to sort of be ditzy, you know, they're good looking model type.
Yeah.
Probably born with a silver spoon in their mouth, but they were actually, at least when they were talking about it, they were both hustling. They both, at least Kelsey was following her dreams at a young age, and Garrett was working and couldn't party. So, I mean, babyface alert?
Yeah, I mean, Kelsey's been, I gotta respect it. They were like, Kelsey's been working since she's been 13. I mean, albeit it, modeling, I don't know.
Right.
But it also could be very difficult. It takes a different skill set. But, I mean, if you've been doing that since 13 and you're probably about 20, that's several years. And now, as we can see, is like maybe this is their time to finally relax. And we got to see a little deeper side to them than just being what everybody would consider maybe like a vapid model type person.
Yep.
We see that she actually has a really sensitive side, great relationship with her mom who has MS, mm-hmm. which went right to the feel zone.
Yep.
It was like a really touching moment to see.
Yeah. And also, we got the really great glimpse into Kelsey's human side, but also Garrett volunteering to be the designated driver. That was super cool of him too. I'm getting all good vibes from these two.
Yeah, I like them so far. We'll see where it takes them. They'll probably end up in a fight.
Ugh, man. I hope not.
Just with the whole, like, how Kelsey was doing at the bar and, like, basically more or less flirting with the other Alex and his buddy Brandon, I think, or yep. Braden, something.
Brandon.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was just a bartender being a bartender.
Yeah, just, you know, making conversation. We'll find out. We'll see as it goes. But I'm crossing my fingers for him.
Yes. All right. We got a couple more characters. Now we have Brandon, as you mentioned, but also Chloe, who is best friends with Alex, and also Amanda, who is turning out to be Chloe's rival.
Was Amanda the blonde girl that tried?
Which blonde? Well,
yeah.
I think she was the 15th blonde girl that showed up.
Yeah. So Chloe and Brandon seem like they have a friendship relationship, but yep. Brandon's the another similar playboy guy talking to all these girls, very personable, makes friends with everybody, and Chloe's trying to be a part of that.
Right.
I don't know who this Hannah girl is, but I just know there was a bunch of blonde ladies walking around, so I think she's fighting with one of them.
Yeah, she was definitely fighting with Amanda because Amanda was the one talking to Brandon at the party, and we can segue this into the party as
okay.
well.
Okay. Oh, so that I thought that was one of Chloe's like really good friends.
Oh. I'm very confused. See,
that's what I'm saying. Now why is like her really good friend? Maybe she's trying to trap Brandon to be like, "Hey, you shouldn't be into him either." Cause she's like, he was trying to talk to me and he's not good for both any of us. So we shouldn't talk to him at all.
Oh, I totally read that. I probably was only half paying attention because I was laughing at all the other live tweets to this, but I thought Chloe had dibs or something and Amanda.
Well, I think she kind of does. And then Amanda was trying to show her that he can't be trusted, which is kind of weird. Yeah, it's just kind of weird to do to a friend, but
right.
I mean,
you would give them a heads up before you start doing that, as opposed to like passive aggressively doing it and then being like, "I told you so."
Yeah, exactly. She's gonna hook up with them and then she'd be like, "See, I told you he was a bad guy."
Yeah, I mean, I think initially they were presenting Brandon as, like the opposite of Alex, sort of like he's in a similar situation, but will make the right choices. And
yeah.
I mean, you see them with a mom scene, and it's tough to think ill of them.
No, I mean, whenever they bring parents involved, and then we get to see a different side of these characters, like I can only dislike them for so long.
Yeah, but I do think Brandon has a low key bad dude side, not like as a bad person, but like sort of a bad boy.
Like, I mean, Jeannie knew what was going on, I don't think she would be very happy with him.
Yeah, and so Brandon, you know, he's sort of just floating by right now. He'll probably come into play later. But yeah, I'm thinking he might be the Steven type and Alex would be the Jason type.
Yeah, I mean, that's initial probably a better comparison. Yeah, that's probably a better comparison.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just not getting great vibes from Alex himself. He just reeked of
jabroni
to me all the way. And I know he's trying to like pull off like a swagger kind of like Spencer, or you know, trying to be like a smooth playboy like Jason, or trying to do like the smooth talking sort of very friendly like Steven, but he's not quite them. I'm getting a little bit of Jason, but a lot more Talon from him, I think.
And he's too monotone.
Yeah, like, which is the Jason like, about him.
I mean, it's his voice, and I guess he can't really help it, but like he's too monotone, and I can't tell like when he's excited, or going back to when he was on the date with Juliet, like she said, oh, like we're dating each other, and he was kind of just like, I couldn't tell if he was happy, sad, like in between. I don't know. I can't handle it.
Yeah, I'm not on his team right now, but we'll see how it goes. I think MTV has a way of twisting and turning, even throughout the course of, I'm assuming this got an 8 to 10 episode run, and you know, we got some twists and turns when we were doing Laguna, so I'm hoping we get the same for this one.
Yeah, double heel turn.
Yeah. All right. You mentioned it earlier. Now let's just go. Let's go freestyle right now for some interesting things we saw. I think you brought up the parents again, making a strong. Is it just our age now that we're sort of
more relating to
the parents because we have a better appreciation of our parents? But though, I mean, I like those scenes. I thought those scenes were the most relatable outside of like the dad at the party.
Yeah, okay, I wasn't sure. I wanted to ask you on, was that Alex's dad, or was that just some guy that like wandered off the beach? I don't know.
Just a local.
Yeah.
No, I think that was Alex's dad. He was busting Polly Pole's bowls.
Yeah, well, the addition of parents to any kind of episode really brings a more depth. Like if they didn't show any of the parents or any of those emotional issues,
right,
I don't think the show would have resonated.
Yeah,
I guess, or would have probably not lasted a full hour, but at least this will kind of keep me coming back, where I like the characters enough, it gave enough character development for me to continue watching it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think my favorite scene, and you can tell me yours, but I think my favorite scene of the whole thing was the little interaction between Kelsey and Debbie, her mom there. I mean, call me soft, but it was great. I think it was the most human that we saw anyone on the show. I mean, I tweeted, what's the opposite of hashtag relatable? Because that's what this show is, other than that scene, because I thought that scene was super sweet.
Yeah. Think about on like any kind of reality shows where you get with parent interaction, you don't really get these emotional moments, especially with like having a parent with MS and all the emotional backing on that. Usually with the parents, they get, they're either in trouble or they're buying them graduation gifts, from our past experience on the Laguna Beach.
Yep.
So now we're actually seeing an emotional aspect to these characters that you don't really get from, other than like, we don't get a lot of crying. The more crying you get is from drama or people right. being upset.
Yep.
This is like actual like love tears.
Yeah. And it actually seemed, I mean, I guess I wouldn't call the Laguna parent interactions not sincere, but yeah, this, like all of those, I think of all the things, I guess, cause these are probably the most real things that they actually felt real, whether it's Elsie's parents giving her a hard time or Steven's family sort of embarrassing him or anything like that. But even here, the interaction with, like I said, Kelsey and Debbie, and then you have Brandon and Jeannie.
Yeah. Like Jeannie, yeah.
Yeah. So those were, I'm hoping they bring the parents in. I know this show is supposed to be all about the drama. We are conditioned these days to be thirsty for drama, but we need these little breaks. Like those little 2-minute scenes, I think, really help move the show along, because then you won't just get party drama, party drama, party drama.
Yeah, it made it more bearable to watch.
Yeah, all right. Do you have any other things that you want to bring up before we do a couple of like final thoughts here?
No, I think we've kind of skimmed over everything.
All right, cool. Well, let's bring back a couple of segments that we had over on our Hills well, podcast.
Do,
oh, yep.
Well, before you want to do that, do you want to mention anything about the party other than that?
I mean, wild party. That's probably the wildest party I've seen on MTV that wasn't a Super Sweet 16.
Yep. We got a nice interaction between Juliet and Madison. Very awkward interaction, very passive aggressive.
Right.
No idea who won that interaction, but I think Juliet did.
I was going to say, Juliet was the one making out and smiling, and Madison was the one sitting on the beach with her sister.
And my final thoughts, Pauly is trying to be Pauly D from Jersey Shore, and his rap wasn't that bad, but definitely he probably wrote that 100 times just to from one little bit. So not really liking that guy. I think he tops Alex in like the jerk meter.
Jabroni.
Well, yeah. All right. Speaking of jabronis, let's go to the jabron zone right now.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, Sam, time to flush people down the jabron zone. Who is your jabroni of the week?
My jabroni is going to be Alex. Jabroni, yep.
Jabroni!
With Pauly being close second.
Ooh, double jabroni. Jabroni. Flush him down. Go ahead. I know we mentioned a little bit in like two sentences. Why are they in the jabron zone for you?
I just don't like their vibes. They think they're hotter than they are, and they just kind of annoyed me throughout the whole episode.
All right. I think this has been a are we getting jaded? Like a common theme in our past few podcasts, we are throwing a lot of the main characters in the jabron zone, and it will continue with me because I agree I will put Alex in the jabron zone.
Jabroni!
Yeah, just straight up jabroni. Didn't like his vibe, don't like his style, comes off super sleazy, and I don't appreciate it. So that's my read on Alex. Again, hopefully, you know, he shows some dimension closer to the season, but you know, it's always nice to have a villain too.
Yeah, he doesn't look good so far.
All right, on the flip side of that, we got to close the show on a positive note. Who is your MVP of the week?
It's the MVP,
MVP
of the week.
The inaugural CS The Key MVP of the week. Who gets that honor, Sam?
I'm going to give the honor to Kelsey this week.
I actually agree, and we can make that unanimous. I vote for Kelsey as well.
Yeah, I mean, Madison maybe, but I don't like the whole aspect of her hooking up with Alex the last year while him and Juliet were kind of doing something. So Kelsey was the best bet. I don't know how long she'll hold that title because looking at the episodes on, it looks like she's going to have some beef with Garrett.
Ooh.
But as of right now, I'll give her the MVP.
Yeah, she gave a strong impression. I mean, her and Garrett walking into that party got everyone shook. Like, the party stopped.
Yeah, everyone was like, wow, she's pretty.
She is like the living, breathing, that Kesha song, the party don't start till I walk in. And it really didn't because, yeah, the place just froze as they watched them walk in slow motion. But in addition to that, I think I really liked when she was talking, going back to the scene with her mom, when her mom was sort of like, no, go and have fun, be a kid. And because you never really had a childhood because you were working, it's late. And she said,
probably
no.
Walking while working.
Yes. Well, yeah, probably. That is her job. If she was doing runway. But yeah, she said that it was her choice. So I like that she not only took the responsibility for her choices as a young lady, but she's taking even more responsibility by, you know, trying to be with her mom when her mom's sick. So, you know, so far, so good for Kelsey. I'm hoping she keeps this MVP form, but probably not. Because MTV finds a way to make people look bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's keep it rolling.
All right. That's it for this week, I think. Quick reactions here. We're going to come back next week. Mondays are for the Hills. Tuesdays or Monday nights late are for CS The Key. Sam, where can they hit us up?
You can find us at Coming Clean Pod on all social medias. Email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com and check out our website at comingcleanpod@.xyz.
XYZ. Yeah. All right. So that's the show. Like Sam said, come talk to us. Join the conversation. We'll be live tweeting next Monday. Subscribe. Get your fill of current shows and past shows. We'll be talking about The Hills episode 3, I think, next week. And we'll be back with another live reaction for CS The Key. As always, thank you to Radical Something for another hot theme song. Sam, what do the people have to do?
#RepTheRad.
Worldwide peace.